Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Gail Finn with the air, The Bonnie Bunch of Roses, and then a couple of reels, Radican's Bow and Sean Sasheo from their album, Once You Come Out Tonight, made possible thanks to a Kickstarter and generous donations from their friends out on Lads Like Records. Prior to that was the Celtic Fiddle Festival with Noctambul, Love at the Endings, and Ian McPherson's from their new album, Storm in a Teapot. And they are coming to our area. They're going to be playing at the Burren Back Room on October the 12th, starting at 7:30 p.m. And if you'd like to know who else is coming to the Burren, all you have to do is go to their website, www.burren.com, and you can check out the Backroom series and buy tickets there too. And this year's lineup features some familiar names: Kevin Burke, Christian Lemaitre. We've got Nicholas Kemeter back again on guitar, and Charlie McCarron is joining them on fiddle. So we've got our three fiddlers and a rhythm guitar. And we heard from the Gobshites doing Bottle of Smoke, No Fairy Tale, and Happy Everything. Well, as promised, this is our Autumn Equinox show here on Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. And so we celebrate some events here. This is the last day of the full moon approach. And yes, that big, beautiful moon that you saw was the harvest moon. And then if you follow your English festivals, you'll know that the Abbots Bromley Horn Dance also happened.
Shine on, shine on high. jolly fellows, it longs to be mellow. Attend unto me and sit easy. A pint when it's quiet, me boys, let us try it. Dull thinking will drive a man crazy. I have lawns, I have bowers, I have fruits, I have flowers, and the lark is my morning alarmer. So me jolly boys now, pray God speed the plough, long life and success to the farmer. Near to me table, me boys, if you're able, let me hear not a word of complaining. For the jingling of glasses, all music surpasses, and I love to see bottles a-draining. For here I am king, I can dance, drink, and sing. Let no man approach as a stranger, but show me the ass who refuses a glass. I'll treat him to hay in a manger. I have lawns, I have bowers, I have fruits, I have flowers, and the lark is my morning alarmer. So me jolly boys now, pray God speed the plough, long life and success to the farmer. Let the wealthy and great sit in splendor and state. I envy them not, I declare it. For I eat my own ham, my own chickens and lamb. I shear my own fleece and I wear it. By ploughing and sowing, by reaping and mowing, kind nature supplies me with plenty. I've a cellar well stored, a plentiful board. My garden affords every dainty. I have lawns, I have bowers, I have fruits, I have flowers, and the lark is my morning alarmer. So me jolly boys now, pray God speed the plough, long life and success to the farmer.
Robin Hood was the king of the forest. He's the king, he's a free man that day, supposed to be, by law, like years ago. He is the jester, like, and he passes all these jokes and all this, and if people will follow it, I wished I'd have been educated, as I could explain more than what I really can do now. It's what they call the rutting season, September, of the reindeers. If you was to walk in, say, Baggot's Park, September, this month, your life wouldn't be worth living for, would it, amongst the reindeers? In my mind, it seems, to follow this dance through, it seems as if they used to dress up in the skins of the animals on this month to take advantage of their original state of living with these reindeers, man. I think they tried to imitate sort of thing. That's my mind. Of course, it may be wrong, but I don't think it is. If I was educated, I study science, I study nature. But to follow the nature through, I walk many miles. And I walk all round Baggot's Park, and I see these things happen. I see the stag, the big one, standing bold and brave, as much as to say, come any farther, sort of thing, you know. And it's nature come true for me to dance this day, on this date, that it's the breeding season of the deers and all that. They can't take it off my mind, or I don't care how much educated it is. I still have my ideal of life and nature. And you can't beat nature. No one on this earth can beat nature. My dad, my only father, never mind about my granddad and my great-granddad, they used to have 3 days of it while I've been a boy. And we used to dance the round we go today. We used to dance that on the Monday, right round Blifil Hall and all round Admison that way. On the second day, on the Tuesday, we used to go all across Yoxall and round from Amstel River and way home. The third day, we used to go the Burton way to Neawood Forest and Newbury and all that way. But I can't believe that the people are talking now about, younger than me, that it's never been out of the village. But I say it has, and no one will ever tell me otherwise. It's a thing that they dance for the poor and the needy those days. And it got to be not a dance for the poor of the village, but a dance in history, just to bring the history of the village back. Not for the poor of the village, but for the men that was doing it, to upkeep the horns and the clothing, pay their expenses. I do it today. I don't do it for nothing. I've got to pay the lads that are with me, the men that are with me, I've got to pay them their wages. If I fail to collect the same, we're all losing a day's wage to do it. If I failed to pay them lads, they wouldn't come in.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Any morning, any
Well, that was Kurt Vile and the Violators doing Box of Rain from Day of the Dead, a truly remarkable compilation featuring and honoring the art and artistry of the Grateful Dead, produced and conceived by the Dessner Brothers of the National. And I must admit, I was inspired to reach into this because I had downloaded the 6-page songbook for River Sing, which happened yesterday. Sadly, I wasn't able to make it. A previous engagement ran a little bit over, so I would have really missed the singing on the banks of the Charles, but hopefully everybody who did go to the 13th annual Revels River Sing had a great time. And to make it up to the Revels, we'd like to let you know that tickets will be on sale for the Christmas Revels Thursday, October the 20th, and you can either order at the number or go to the website revels.org. And coming up next month on Friday, the October the 21st, is the first of the Revels Salons at the Commander's Mansion in Watertown, Mass. And we have to let you know that these sell out fairly quickly, so you do want to try and jump on them as soon as you can. The next one is Friday, November the 18th. And then what everybody wants to know is the 46th annual Christmas Revels runs from December 9th to the 27th. And this year it has an Acadian Cajun celebration of the winter solstice. And the newest holiday CD, Valse de Noël, an Acadian Cajun Christmas Revels, is available now through that same website of revels.org. So, yes, A Box of Rain was not one of the choices. You'll get to hear a little bit later what one of the Grateful Dead choices was in the Revels songbook for River Sing. But before Box of Rain, we heard the Abbott's Bromley Horn Dance. That was various artists collected from Peter Kennedy's spoken word tapes on SayDisc. The album is called British Customs and Traditions. Prior to that was John Kirkpatrick with Godspeed the Plow, the title track from his album all about plowing and sowing and farmers out on a fledgling in 2011. And prior to that, we started the show off with Kate Manning and Jesse Gelber with Shine On Harvest Moon from Moonlight Picnic, a wonderful jazz album that came out in 2011. All songs about the moon. Well, next up, we've got some more music for you. We're going to hear from Phil Thornton and Pamela Wynn Shannon and Damn the Bard. Thank you.
You've ripened and berry stained my lips with your kiss. The flower has faded but swells the fruit's haws and hips. After the harvest, why feel I such grief? Fear not, you shall prosper if you breed the last sheep. Deprive me of sun, make the evening come early, so you will raise up the fire and seek sweet warm company. Am I to die soon? My bones turn to clay. My trees will cradle you to the heavens and you'll fly.
see the map on I shall be. Singing songs about the power that I hold, the newborn sun. Beyond the world we see, where spirit runs with bull and stallion, cross earth and sky and sea, the map on I shall be.
Next hour being good on WMFO in Medford. If you're a free-form loving, latte sipping, New York Times reading, Volvo driving, godless liberal defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://support.wmfo.org or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address. WMFO, attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. Going to heaven or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Good morning, yes. Once again, if you do send a check, please make it payable to Donations, WMFO, and the correct address is Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. We are part of a Tufts, and the station is actually owned by the trustees of Tufts Community College. So that's why we are a subsidiary post office in Medford. And we just heard Damn the Bard giving us the Maybon from The Hills They Are Hollow. Pamela Wynn Shannon with the title track from her album Courting Autumn. That came out as a limited edition on Girlhenge Records when Pamela was still making her home here in Western Mass. She's since decamped to England and found a great home there. And at some point, considering it's now like 9 years further on, hopefully we'll get to hear more of Pamela's music. And we started off with Phil Thornton with Voice at the End of the Rainbow from Solstice. It's 9:48. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and as we mentioned, our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. September the 19th, wheat now plentiful for bread making. Be careful what kind you eat. And, of course, if you happen to find that wheat is not your friend and you want to be gluten-free, then you've got to source gluten-free bread. But Andrew Board's Dietary of Health of 1547 notes the effects of various breads on you and says, evil bakers will put wheat and barley together. Bread made of these aforesaid corns may fill the gut, but it shall never do good to man. Hot bread is unwholesome to any man, for it doth lie in the stomach like a sponge. Yet the smell of new bread is comfortable to the head and heart. older stale bread doth dry up the blood of natural moisture in man, and doth engender ill humors, and is evil and tardy of digestion. Wherefore is no surfeit so evil as the surfeit of eating naughty bread? Well, considering that penicillin mold actually grows naturally on stale and moldy bread, it might have actually done you a world of good, but who knows what was going on back in 1547. September the 20th, observe the weather. Make lavender caps against the onset of winter. The weather on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of September foretells the weather during the coming October, November, and December, respectively. If there is a south wind on these 3 days, for example, the succeeding months will be fair, but if they are wet, the early winter will be gloomy. Well, we need whatever rain we can get, and sadly for us, it seems like the weather is skirting us totally. September the 21st, St. Matthew's Day, darker evenings and cooler weather now beginning. St. Matthew, get candle new. St. Matthew brings the cold rain and dew. But Matthew's Day, bright and clear, brings good wine in the next year. St. Matthew, apostle and writer of the first gospel, was a publican or tax gatherer before his conversion. He is therefore the patron saint of bankers, tax collectors, and others connected with finance. September the 22nd, apples now ready to pick in most years. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, the moon in the wane, gather fruit for to last, but winter fruit gather when Michael is past. Those scrumpers that love not to buy or to crave, make some gather sooner, or else few to have. So September the 22nd, at a little bit past 10 o'clock in the morning, is the autumn equinox here in New England and the Northern Hemisphere. And the Southern Hemisphere, of course, it heralds the beginning of spring. September the 23rd, hop picking drawing to a close, cut bracken or brakes for winter fuel and cattle litter. It's the end of the hopping celebrations, including the harvest suppers. Get home with thy brakes ere all summer be gone, for tethered up cattle to lie down upon. And that's also from Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry. September the 24th, the sun enters the house of Libra. The man born under Libra shall be right mightily praised and honored in the service of captains. He shall go in unknown places. He shall keep well his own if he make not revelation in drink. He shall live 70 years after nature. The woman shall be amiable and of great courage and shall go in places unknown. She shall be debonair and merry, rejoiced by her husband. If she be not wedded at 13, she shall not be chaste. After 30 years old, she shall prosper the better and have great praise. She shall live 60 years after nature. And this comes from the Calendar of Shepherds, published in 1604. September the 25th, blackberries now ripe in the hedges. Pick them soon. In Scotland, the devil poisons the brambles on Old Holyrood Day, which is September the 26th. It's 9:54. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we are going out of here with a song that does come from the River Sing a Songbook. It is another Day of the Dead tune, and we feel sure you'll recognize it. The person who sings this is Lucius, and this is also from the Day of the Dead compilation.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry. My friend.